bid you a good day. The Doug Steffen Good Day way for you to... Does that make sense? The Doug Steffen Good Day way for you to start the day.
Yes. I like it. That's okay.
There's Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta Fasanelli. Grace McFadden. Dr. Jay Kumar is here. I have been thinking... I've been actually looking at the motivation. I have a thing that goes through my head every day, Jay, and is usually aimed at trying to get people to focus on their desire or on what it is they think will make them feel successful. A lot of times people want to be successful, but if you're not willing to pay the price, then you don't get the change because there are always obstacles that get in the way. There's always pain that you go through. That's just the way it is. And if you don't want to get, if you don't want to move ahead and get things done, then it's sad. But it seems unless you've got an idea, perhaps, that will help us succeed without pain, and I don't mean pain necessarily in the, like, sticking a needle in your arm, but with growth, it's kind of like I would equate it to the people who want to build more muscle. As you build more muscle, as you work out, you're bound to feel pain because you're stretching the muscles, and it hurts. But at the end, you're stronger. Right? Isn't that
right? At the ultimate goal, you're healthier, you're stronger, and you know you're in a better place than you were when you started. That's a really good analogy because something we've talked about on a lot in this segment of the show is that how the brain and the mind really are a muscle, and how we need to really flex that muscle. And something that's really what I'm so passionate about, and it's what I really comes across in the show is that how we can use the power of thought. And how we can use the power of our mind to really enable us to experience more health, wholeness, and happiness in our life. And you talked about this notion of pain. I think I quoted this earlier in the show at some point. There's a great phrase by His Holiness the Dalai Lama who says, pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. And so there's a distinction that we've made before in the show that we might experience pain say, when we work out, there's physical pain when we're building a muscle. But suffering is a whole different concept. And so with growth, there's always going to be some pain. You know, the analogy I've used earlier is that you think about a caterpillar going into the butterfly. In the cocoon, there's obviously some metamorphosis going on. The caterpillar experiences probably some pain. But the ultimate goal is that the caterpillar becomes a butterfly, transforms. And so that analogy, which I think is really going on right now, I maybe can contextualize this a much larger collective level. Everything that we're seeing right now unfolding on the planet is really a transformation. And yes, there's going to be some pain and some growing pains that are happening for us as humanity, as a whole species, as we're seeing right now on the planet. But the ultimate end result is that we become a better species. We grow and evolve and we become better people. We become a better society. And so kind of putting this, taking this back to the individual level, no matter what you're experiencing right now, no matter all the transformation and change, all this is part of your internal growth. It's all part of something larger. And I want to maybe add one more thing to this, which we talked about last week. There's a really deep, intimate connection between the concepts of health and wholeness. And in fact, I maybe talked about. I'll remind our listeners and to you all there. The word health actually is related to the word whole, W-H-O-L-E. The quest towards health, the quest towards being healthy, really is nothing more than the quest to becoming whole.
Mm-hmm.
There's
a sort of mind-spirit, well, the mind-spirit-body connection shows up here loud and clearly, I think.
Oh, it really does. I'm so glad you brought that up because we've been conditioned to define health in our culture specifically as, one, either the absence of disease or having a great body. That's health, but something that's really being advanced not just from, let's say, religion and spirituality, but also from mind-body medicine and science is the notion that health really is the integration of, you just said, the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. And so how do we do that? Well, one way in which we can do that is to not deny our the other aspects of our being, not to deny our thoughts, not deny our emotions, not deny our connection to spirit. All of those are so important when it comes to our health and well-being. And go ahead.
Well, the simple rules here, people try to make this difficult, and it really isn't that difficult. There are simple concepts. You make choices based on reality. You want to be healthy and physically fit, and you want your mind to be that way, or you want to fill your body with fat, and that creates not only an appearance of illness, but an actual feeling of illness, and it slows down your brain. It gets in the way of everything. But those are choices that we can make as human beings.
So I really want to touch on one point, which I think you're getting here, which I think is really important for our listeners to know. You talked about, you know, eating junk food or making bad choices in terms of our diet. Well, those can be physical toxins. What about the emotional and mental toxins that we give ourselves every day?
Staying with the same person as a partner and knowing it's not right. Yeah, I mean, that's
right.
Right?
Resisting. I'm sure Roberta and Rich, and, you know, and Jennifer and Doug, you and I all know, we could probably think of examples in our own lives of emotional or psychological toxins that we endure. But why? Why do we do that? You know, we have a choice. Do we want to be healthy and vibrant and whole, or do we want to remain stuck and fragmented and diseased? And not just diseased from a physical level, but emotional, mental, and spiritual as well.
Well, it's all, again, sort of tied together. That's part of what our genuine and general theme is here, the connection between mind, body, and spirit, and your physical well-being, your mental well-being, emotional well-being. Is something that all people want to work for, and that's why I invite Dr. Jay Kumar to come visit with us every week to see if we can put some of the pieces together of this philosophy. Check out his website, which is drjkumar.com. We continue in a matter of moments on Good Day. I thought now about why it is that people like to listen to this radio program and how they like to listen to it. The conversation is something that is unique, and therefore it sometimes needs to be listened to on a device that's unique. And on the list of the 101 gadgets that have changed the world are the C Crane radios. For example, I've today sort of been talking about the Wi-Fi internet radio, which is very, very cool because you listen, you know, if you listen sometimes online, it's not too clear. It doesn't come across well. And sometimes you can't get your favorite local stations, but you know the website. Again, if you listen to me on a station, I use me as an example, and then you get out of range and you are frustrated. Well, you can use the Wi-Fi internet radio to find us anywhere. The CC Wi-Fi internet radio, you just go to DougStefan.com or you can download the app as far as that's concerned. Listen to the show with absolute clarity. Listen to every radio program, especially if you're somebody who loves the spoken word format. You will love the useful clarity, the convenience. This is a regular radio, has a convenient remote to access all of the preset stations. You can set up to 99 stations in there. Great audio. The stations that are up there, you can organize the list. Update it every day if you want. A good radio reception no matter where you are, where you live, where you're traveling. So listen to the Doug Stefan Good Day program clearly. No more static, no more fade out. You got to have broadband internet to make it work. Clearest audio you've ever heard from your favorite station and thousands more. Order the CC Wi-Fi internet radio, $139.95. Receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Call C Crane now at 800-522-TUNE. That's 800-522-TUNE. Or go online to ccradio.com. C Crane is the high-performance radio and light company. They have some wonderful lights that I have just discovered as well. They're known for radios, but they've got these great new lights you need to check out when you go to their website, ccradio.com. But call to order one of these Wi-Fi radios, the internet radios, 800-522-8863.
This Halloween, the savings are sweeter at Sam's Club. Dress up any get-together in every goodie bag with members-only low prices on brand-name candy, snacks and drinks, festive cookie cakes, cupcakes, and more. Not a member? Then we've got a treat for you. Join Sam's Club October 24th through the 31st and get a $10 gift card with an Advantage membership, $25 gift card with a Plus membership. That's 1 week only, so hurry in, start saving, and let the goblin begin. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Dr. Jay Kumar here with us for his weekly visit on the Good Day program. We're talking about the connection to wholeness. And I wonder if there are certain things. I know that you practice yoga and teach it, and sometimes people have a strange idea of what it is. They think that you better get out the sitar and have all kinds of the essence of fragrance around in order to make yoga.
Sit in the cave and chant Om all day and all that kind
right.
of stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? It's really great. Everything can be meditation. I think, you know, what I really try to advance is that being mindful of your thoughts, that's your yoga. Being aware of what you choose to think about yourself, that's your yoga. That's your meditation. And to know that we, in addition to being mindful of the physical toxins that we take into our body, I also want our listeners to be aware of the mental or emotional, psychological toxins that we give to ourselves. So one of these can be thinking of yourself as being less than, thinking of yourself as being not powerful enough, and just maybe having those thoughts continue in our
they are
mind.
Toxic.
Those are toxic.
Toxic thoughts. And all right, Jay, we'll pause for a few minutes here, and Jay joins us again at the bottom of the hour with more thoughts about how to help yourself.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Chuck is in Seattle. Yeah. Hi, Chuck.
Yeah.
Such a wonderful greeting, Chuck.
I walked on Edward G. Robinson's story.
Hold on,
man.
I got to shut my radio down.
Well, wait. I'm going to do my Edward G. Robinson impersonation while you're gone.
Yeah, see, the radio is all the way across the room. See?
One radio for you, two for me.
How you doing there?
We're doing well. How you doing, see?
Perfect.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
See, Chuck. What's the answer, see, Chuck? To the question, see?
Condoms, for crying out loud.
Condoms, yeah. That's right,
that.
See? Condoms. Everybody needs a condom.
Hey, Doug, is it condom, see?
Beg your pardon?
See?
Hey, Doug.
You know who else he can do?
No.
Edward G. Robinson. Do Edward G. Robinson for him, Goober. Listen to this, Andy. Go on, Goob. Edward G. Robinson.
Okay, you guys. Come on, you guys. All right, you guys. Beat it, you guys.
Join the party. Doug Steffens, good day.
Wow. Oh, did I love this when I was a kid.
Rest for you, Roberta.
Sounds spooky.
Oh, man. I remember it was on at 3:30, and I would get out of school at 3 o'clock and run home just to make the start.
Barnabas.
Of it,
I was teaching school. That shows the difference in our age. I was teaching school, and I remember the girls thought I looked like the guy who was, what is it, Barnabas? Or was the
no, Barnabas was the vampire. Are you talking about the romantic interest?
No, there was, Angelique was the romantic interest. Laura Parker, who's 74 today, if you can believe that, was the romantic interest. But the guy who played Barnabas, I can't remember his name. People used to think that I looked like
Jonathan, him. Jonathan something.
Was it?
Jonathan.
Yeah, that doesn't ring a bell.
Winters.
All right, not important.
Was it? No, it wasn't Jonathan Winters.
No, it wasn't Jonathan Winters. All right, happy birthday anyway to Laura Parker from Dark Shadows. Also, let's see here, Nanette Fabre. Emmy Award-winning actress was around. She is, I believe, not related to Shelley Fabre, but I could be. It could be her mother because she was born this day, 1920. Been around. I just saw she's the aunt of Shelley Fabre. All right, so that's how that works. She was in a lot of those early Westinghouse Playhouse television shows, that sort of thing, as an actress. Kind of cool. All right, next up on our list is John Cleese, who is associated probably more than anything else with Monty Python's Flying Circus, thus the theme here in the background. Happy birthday to Kyle Roach, who was a sportscaster of note, won the state in 1927. Let's see here. Kathy Cornelius, golf champion, U.S. Open winner in 1956, won the state in 1932. I don't know. Who else have we got? Do we need to go through a lot of the things that this guy's done? A Fish Called Wanda. That's what I thought. It was great. Life of Brian, all those movies like that. Lee Greenwood's birthday is today. Jennifer will like that. Born in the state, 1943. CMA Male Vocalist of the Year in 1983 and 1984. Aren't those, isn't the CMA Music Award on the television this week, Jennifer?
This week? I don't know. I'll have to double check. There's so many country music award shows. Yeah, I get confused.
Yep.
But I do love Lee Greenwood.
Plays the saxophone and the piano.
Good American.
Yeah, Melvin Lee Greenwood is his name.
Melvin?
Melvin's his first name.
Can't imagine why he shortened it to Lee.
All right, here we have Gary Tallett, who's the bass player with the E Street Band, Roberta.
Oh, that's right.
Know much about him. What can you tell us about him?
He's from Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know, and he plays the mean bass, that's for sure.
Has he?
He's been with Bruce forever and ever.
Has he?
And right. November 9th, by the way, Dougie, is CMA Awards.
CMA Awards, okay. Yep. Got that. Time, let's see. We've got Ivan Reitman, who's a producer and director of Ghostbusters series, Dave the movie, Kindergarten Cop, Meatballs, Stripes, that sort of thing. So happy birthday to him. It's K.K. Downing, guitarist for Judas Priest's 60th birthday today. Happy birthday there. Robert Picardo, who is Ek, the doctor on Star Trek Voyager. I don't even begin to know who that is.
Oh, he's the holographic doctor.
Like that who that is?
He's the hologram, yes.
Okay. And Simon Le Bon, singer with Duran Duran, 53 today. We all know of their work. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
It was life-changing homework.
I was required by one of my school teachers to write down good mental habits.
I'm Aileen Ellis, and former President Jimmy Carter is on Primetime Focus.
If you think in the right way, you will develop first the habit of accomplishing what you attempt. Second, the habit of expecting to like other people. Three, the habit of deciding quickly what you'd like to do and doing it. Fourth, the habit of sticking to it. Five, the habit of welcoming cheerfully all wholesome ideas and experiences.
There's a new Carter biography for middle schoolers. It's called The Gift of Peace.
I lived in a community where our family was the only white family there, and there were about 200 African Americans, men, women, and children who lived around us. And so I learned quite early in my life to like people of all races and in all beliefs and all the social levels, and to be willing to work with them. And I also learned during those terrible segregation days during which I grew up in the Deep South that despising other people or holding them in less regard than you did yourself was a blight not only on their lives but also on our own lives. So I think that's where my basic commitment to human rights was originated, and that's what I tried to apply when I was president.
You can hear more from Mr. Carter on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Now, 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Richie, and Dr. Jay Kumar, who is a philosopher, a spiritualist, a mentor, a teacher. I go to his website, drjkumar.com, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But you can get the drift as you listen to him as he visits with us. We think about all kinds of things that are aimed at trying to make you, I don't know if make even, Jay, is the right word, help you to see. And the only way you're going to see or be interested in this is if you are embracing change or looking for it. I think Roberta would agree with that. Jennifer would agree that if you're not, if it's sort of a conversation that brings about a disconnect, you're not interested, you don't really want to, then that means that you won't benefit by listening to this because your mind's not open to it. And that's not, I'm not chastising you if that's the way you feel. If this is just so much gobbledygook or, that is fine because that's where you are. And I don't mean right to sound critical. It is named to being critical. It just, and I'm not trying to sound arrogant or elitist or anything else. I find that listening to people, no matter what their stripe, there's something to be learned about them and about the world. You listen to people and their attitudes that are expressed or information. Everybody, when they talk, they're giving out information about themselves. Do you agree with that? When you listen,
oh, no, I totally agree with that. And, you know, you're saying earlier about how all of us, Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, you and I, all of us go through, and all listeners as well, we all go through tough times. We all go through moments when we have to really look at those, we're not going to call like those hidden or scary places within ourselves. And this actually is a really timely topic because Halloween is coming up. I just wrote a blog piece, which I'll talk about really briefly, called Health, Wholeness, and Halloween. And here's a question to all of you, Richie, or maybe to Jennifer, Roberta. Mm-hmm. Doug, do you know what the origin of Halloween is?
It's a pagan, it's All Hallows Eve.
Yes.
It's a pagan ritual that was aimed at driving away the so-called evil spirits.
Well, you're on the right track, but I'll just kind of embellish that.
Yep.
It goes back to pre-Christian Europe, it goes back to the Celts, the early Celtic tradition of this,
right,
this tradition called Samhain, which literally was the time of year when the veil between the light and the dark, the living and the dead, was dropped. And it was at that time of year when the whole planet was enveloped in integration, because the light and the dark were connected. The dead and the living were one. And so I use this, in fact, the word Halloween, as you said, Doug, actually is the abbreviation for a hollow evening. And the word hallow actually is related to the word holy, to heal, and wholeness. And so what I find really interesting is that we celebrate Halloween mostly as a more celebratory, you know, dressing up in costumes and really kind of celebrating. But there's a really deeper significance here, which I think our listeners and you all might enjoy. Halloween actually is a time of year when we ourselves can experience wholeness, because it's within ourselves that we experience the light and the dark coming together, the hidden and the visible, all which is the known and the unknown. And so tying this back to what we were talking about earlier, all those programmings, all those toxins that we take into our body, those are all aspects of what are of our unconscious, or which is hidden. The more we can shed light on those dark places within ourselves, the more that we can have the bravery and courage to look at those places within ourselves that may be scary, that may be kind of frightening for us to go through. It's in the revelation or in the illumination of those dark, scary places within ourselves that we experience our wholeness, which in turn gives us our health and well-being.
Well, but it's getting there, getting in touch with those things that you are describing that's so important. And it's the old business of, okay, you can tell me that I need to do it, but how do I do it? And I'm going to tell you, one of the things that Jay's talking about, the yoga connection here and how you can embrace that, part of it, if not most of it, has to do with the mind-body connection. Again, I go back to that. There are people, for example, this really sort of frenetic interest in dancing, now brought about by these dance shows on TV, the exercise that one gains from dancing. A lot of health clubs now are offering, especially Latin-themed dance parties, to get people to I was thinking about this with Andrew Metcalf, our fitness person. This is stuff. You've got Pilates, you've got spinning, you've got dancing, there's weight training, there's core training, there's all of this functional stuff that's aimed at people getting their bodies in shape, which in turn helps you to get your mind in shape.
Precisely. You know, it's really, I'll talk really briefly about yoga. Yoga is a very ancient tradition which comes out of India, most people know, but the word yoga actually translates as union. It's the union of the body and the mind. It was never meant to be a physical practice. We only here in the West kind of see this as a physical practice with the yoga postures. But way back, going back almost 3,000 years ago, yoga was all about disciplining and really connecting the mind and the body and the spirit together. And physical postures were one way of doing that. Other ways of doing that was through just being mindful, breathing, just being aware of your thoughts. All of that is our ways in which we can experience greater wholeness. And it kind of ties back to this notion I was talking about earlier about Halloween, the article, the blog, which you can read on my website, Dr. Jay Kumar, or on my Facebook page, Dr. Jay Kumar, really is this notion how we all have aspects of ourselves which are fragmented or disconnected from our greater whole. We kind of call them, we can call it the unconscious, we can call them those dark, scary places that we're not brave enough to maybe look at, but those are all aspects of ourselves which are holy, which are hallow. And so by doing yoga, by doing, even as we talked about earlier, by having very painful experiences happen to us, you know, Roberta, Richie, Doug, Jennifer, you and I, we can all think of probably recent examples in our lives, having lost a loved one, having gone through some really difficult experiences in our life, those give us the opportunities. Those are the catalysts that enable us to go into those places within ourselves and heal all that which is fragmented or disconnected, all those dark, scary places. And so yoga really is this whole, it's a vehicle to experience that union. So we don't have to really sort of, you know, call it yoga. We can actually call it meditation. We can call it prayer. We can call it mindfulness. We can call it dancing. You know, we can call it exercise. But it's really about knowing that when you're in your body, when you are fully in your body and present in the very moment, that is the doorway that leads you into the greater whole of who you are. And so tying this back to Halloween again, and again, the blog post I wrote, Health, Wholeness, and Halloween, we really have this opportunity during Halloween, or every part of our day, but just right now in Halloween, to really allow those dark, scary places to come up and to be healed and to be reintegrated for us to experience our wholeness. And that really is the quest here. And what we talk about on the show, the quest towards health is the quest towards wholeness. And that, you know, really is the ultimate goal.
I think last week when I heard you say what you did, I went off onto my Van Morrison bit. I don't remember. Was that on the air? It was on the air.
Yeah.
Have you been healed tonight?
Yeah.
Have you been healed today? And
right.
Are you open? Is healing what we're talking about? Most of us need to be healed in one way or another. And it isn't something that just happens and you say, okay, I'm fine.
I'm whole. Right.
No,
right.
You know, it goes
health
on.
Is a journey.
Right.
Healing is a journey. And that's so the quest towards wholeness. It's not something that just happens to you right away. It's as we talked about earlier, it's like exercise. You have to train your spirit, your mind, your body to integrate and to become whole. And so one exercise that I can offer to our listeners and to all of you, which I do every morning, I set an affirmation. I repeat this affirmation out loud to myself, which really helps me, which I'm hopefully can also help our listeners as well. And that affirmation is, I wake up today feeling empowered, healthy, whole, and complete.
I wake up today feeling happy, healthy, whole
and
complete.
I
wake up, and do you repeat it over? I wake up today feeling happy, healthy, whole.
I repeat it for a minute to myself. And it's just, you can vary that affirmation to what is more appropriate to you. And the great thing about this is that it's not a religious affirmation. It's really a personal affirmation you make to yourself.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what religion you are, what spiritual faith you believe in. This transcends all aspects because it's really about connecting to who you are. And that really is the goal. I think, you know, one thing that we talk about, well, I'll talk about here, meditation, yoga, mindfulness, it's all about remembering who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you're a powerful being, you're a spirit, you are here having this really amazing experience, and you can do anything that you want, and that you are whole, complete in every way, and the universe supports you on this journey towards health and wholeness.
No matter what you and I were talking over the weekend about what we know and what we don't know, and how frustrating it is for some to try to always categorize or in some way, shape, or form, to make yourself feel better about what you know. Well, here's something that you don't know. Pretty much everything. There is a theory that has been put forth that I've been talking to everybody about this week, Jay, although I haven't really laid it on anybody on the air. I'm not sure that's true. I think Richie and I talked about it maybe on Monday.
We talked about it. We played a little audio, too.
The fact that we only are exposed to and can understand through our mental capacities 1/4 billionth of the knowledge that there is in the universe. And we, by the way, I don't mean that in terms of our minds. The stuff that's cataloged, you hear every day there's more information being cataloged or discovered. It doubles every year. We have more information than was in all of the Encyclopedia Britannica or whatever the stat is. And that's part of, no matter what we ever will figure out, it'll only, according to the quantum positions, be 1/4 billionth of the knowledge of the universe.
It is correct. And maybe next time on the air, I'll talk more about how we get to that.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can actually talk about is what we do in our daily practice. Whether it's through proper breathing, mindfulness, meditation, and yoga, is to allow that 1/4 billionth to begin to increase, so we can become really aware of all that we are. And it's really goes back to this whole notion of, we are all dictated by our stories. If we keep telling ourselves that I'm this powerless being that I can't do much and I can't amount to anything or I can't be successful, well, you know what? We are denying ourselves that other 99.9% of who we are.
Mm.
We only focus on that 1/4 billionth of who we are. And so through making your affirmation every day, doing your yoga, going out dancing, taking that walk in nature, you connect to those hidden, unrevealed aspects of yourself. Yeah. And that is the goal towards health, the quest towards wholeness.
The hidden reality that you haven't found yet. It's good stuff.
Right.
Dr. Jay Kumar.
I talk more about that on the blog, Health, Wholeness, and Halloween. So check it out if you can.
Health, Wholeness, and Halloween. DrJKumar.com. We'll talk to you again next week, Jay. Thank you. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the #1 pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Arden Rowley, Korean War POW, December 1950 to August 1953.
It wasn't the athletic contest that I remember vividly about that visit to the officer's cab. It's something that happened the second night. The door opened and an officer stuck his head in. He said, "Shh, follow me." This officer led us between several of the buildings in the POW camp, and we ended up in what was the camp kitchen. And it was dark inside. When the officer reached up and pulled the switch of a single light bulb in the middle of the room, and on the table was a cake about 16 by 20 inches inside, decorated as the flag of the United States. I knew, and it reminded me that that flag represented every POW, in fact, every man that had given his life in Korea.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Looking for the perfect holiday outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or annual holiday card? For over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is a perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. And for you grandparents out there who are looking for the perfect gift, Heartstrings offers a wonderful variety of clothing for kids of all ages. Sweaters, dresses, and durable everyday play clothes. You can browse our large selection of children's apparel at www.heartstrings.com or shop at a Heartstrings store near you. To help you kick off your holiday shopping, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount off your order and free shipping. Go to www.heartstrings.com. That's www.heartstrings.com and use the code DUG10 for 10% off your purchase and free shipping. For news on all of the latest Heartstrings sales, go to www.heartstrings.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Somebody asked me how to find the Fountain of Youth, that serum for skin hydration I've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you 90%. Oh, yeah, it's great stuff. Go online to organicattitude.com, organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code Good Day and get a free bottle. It will last you for at least a month, maybe longer. Fountain of Youth. You'll reduce the wrinkles on your face, and this first bottle is free. Organicattitude.com, radio code, Good Day for the free bottle of Fountain of Youth.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The burden of college loans and what to do about it. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The numbers are staggering. The college student loan debt in the U.S. is now at a total of $1 trillion. That's actually more than credit card debt. And for students graduating from college, the day they put on that cap and gown and receive their diploma, it's a day when a shocking reality sets in. That, in many cases, they owe tens of thousands of dollars while facing an uncertain job market, to say the least. In Denver yesterday at the University of Colorado, President Obama addressed the situation.
The cost of college has nearly tripled, and that is forcing students to take on more loans and rack up more debt.
But what to do about this? Well, the president talked about moves he can make with executive orders and without Congress getting involved to help students consolidate their debts and reduce monthly payments. This includes accelerating a law, which goes into effect in 2014, that reduces student loan payments from 15% to 10% of earned income. More information about all of this can be found online at studentaid.ed.gov. The president also tried to inject some optimism as he spoke to those young adults at the University of Colorado.
As long as there are young people like you who still have hope and are still inspired by the possibilities of America, then there are going to be better days for this country.
You have to assume that at least some of those students sat there listening to that, saying to themselves, hey, that sounds great, but how about a well-paying job when I graduate, huh? And oh yes, the president also took a few more shots at Republicans for not acting with a sense of urgency about the economy and for blocking his jobs bill. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
A day of gains on Wall Street. The Dow up 162 points yesterday to 11,869. S&P and NASDAQ up substantially as well. Oil prices down $2.97 a barrel to just over $90. Occupy Oakland demonstrators in California back at a plaza outside City Hall after police drove them away on Tuesday. Clashes with police led to 85 arrests on Tuesday and the critical injury of an Iraq war veteran. Former Marine Scott Olson remains in critical condition after witnesses say he was hit in the head by a tear gas canister fired by police. The Republican presidential field, Mitt Romney is the front runner again. A new CNN Time ORC poll showing the former Massachusetts governor leading all the other candidates in the early primary states of Florida, Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Here's another interesting new poll. Republican voters are choosing Herman Cain as the candidate they'd most like to have dinner with. A new Claris Research Group poll shows 29% say Cain's the one they'd want to cross from them at a table for a meal. That may just show a preference for pizza. We're not sure. Newt Gingrich follows as the choice of 22%, while 17% expressing interest in dining with Mitt Romney, who might be the only one willing to pick up the check. Weather-related closing notes. First, Hurricane Rina, losing strength but still causing a mess as it arrives at the doorstep of Mexican resort areas, including Cancun and Cozumel. Rina, Category 1, having an effect on Cancun tourists such as Joanne Andrews.
We waited a long time to come here, and we're
going
to have fun.
Yes, vacations can be fun, except when a hurricane shows up. Some inland areas of Mexico could get between 8 and 16 inches of rain through tomorrow. Speaking of rainfall, that's what it sounded like in St. Louis yesterday. Rain and cold weather, the reasons. Game 6 of the World Series was postponed. It'll be played tonight. Cardinals need to win to stay alive. Rangers win, they win the World Series. Plenty of attention the last few days on what happened in Game 5 in Texas. Cardinals manager Tony La Russa saying the loud crowd had an effect when he made a few calls to his bullpen, asking that certain pitchers get up to start warming up. Cardinal fans will probably be instructed to be very quiet when La Russa picks up the phone tonight. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
On to round 3. If a train leaves Spokane,
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
You can bet.